Now to your letters about yesterday's program, and we got the most responses to a story on the lighter side about women's jeans.
Levi's is promoting a new line of jeans called Curve ID. Bottom line, the ads acknowledge that some women have a little more bump in the rump. And I talked with the Washington Post fashion critic Robin Givhan about women's never-ending search for jeans that fit.
They remain sort of one of the holy grails of the fashion industry, the perfect fitting pair of jeans. Ranks right up there with finding a comfortable pair of stilettos.
Geez, is there no escape from the cheap fluff that permeates our media? That's a question from Drew Whitledge of Boulder, Colorado. He continues, in a world as large and complex as that in which we live, I would hope that there is almost never a day in which stories are not vying ardently for our attention. How in the world did women's jeans win that competition?
And we didn't only hear that complaint from male listeners. Some women wrote in. Some wrote to me personally to complain. And this came into the ATC inbox from Martha Rosler of Brooklyn, New York. She writes, I do care about getting fitted for jeans, agree it is no fun, but it is beyond stupid to way trivial. She adds, yes, I turn the show off.
And we received a long message complaining about language, how Levi's labels these new styles of jeans. And Michelle, to review, they are
slight curve, demi curve, and bold curve.
Okay, David Burham writes this. I live in Eugene, Oregon. The favorite term that large, plus size, BB, big boned, heavy, curvy, healthy, full figured women use in the personal ads here is Rubenesque. Now, isn't that a delightful word? He goes on, call fat what it is. Fat. I myself, while I need to lose 15 pounds or so, would still call myself fat.
Well, you can call yourself whatever you want, but you might want a duck if you call a woman fat. Thanks so much for your emails. In any case,
you can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.